Blackstone Audio presents The Consultant by Bentley Little. This book is read by Ramiz Monsef. For the Konevsky family, Bob, David, and especially Natalie, who knows all about the horrors of the modern workplace. 1. It was his own fault. If Craig Horn hadn't checked his email immediately after waking up, if he'd simply left his work at work the way Angie was always nagging him to do, he wouldn't have even known about the staff meeting. He would have showered, shaved, and eaten a leisurely breakfast with his family, discovering only when he arrived at the office shortly after 8 that he'd missed a meeting. Later in the morning, someone would have caught him up on what had been discussed. But he had checked his email, and the message that greeted him when he signed on was senior staff meeting at 7:30. So he hurriedly showered and dressed, downed a quick cup of coffee under Angie's hostile, disapproving gaze, and sped out the door. Leaving early made a huge difference in the amount of traffic on the freeway, and with his commute clocking in at a half hour rather than the usual 45 minutes, Craig arrived at work with 20 minutes to spare. He probably could have wolfed down a quick breakfast before leaving home, he thought as he took the elevator up to the 6th floor. But he wouldn't let Angie know that, or he'd never hear the end of it. He got off the elevator, walking down the hallway to his office and saying good morning to Lupe, his secretary, who had obviously just arrived and was standing behind her desk, taking a croissant out of a bakery bag. She smiled back at him. You're in early. Staff meeting, he said, and found himself wondering what was going to be discussed. It was unusual for Matthews to call a meeting on such short notice, and even more unusual for the CEO not to specify...